Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back to hour number two of the Pomp and Joe Show. I'm Jason Mackey in for the guys. Let's go out to the fan hotline and talk to one Ray Fittipaldo from the Post-Gazette, my coworker. Ray, what's going on, man? How are you?
Good morning, Jason. It's a snowy morning here on the south side as the Steelers get set to kick off their final practice before the Bengals game on Saturday. So if they are outside today, which I think they are, it'll be much like Saturday. I heard the temperatures for Saturday supposed to be in the 20s, so it's not going to be comfortable for those offenses.
Yeah, and I and we are making you go outside and stand in the cold, and I am sorry for that, Ray. I hope you brought your coat and gloves. All right, so I want to start with this, Ray. Mike Tomlin recently talked about there will be changes. I don't know what they can do personnel-wise. Maybe you have an idea, but are you expecting to see any sort of significant changes, or will these just be hopefully more execution-based?
Well, you know, Terrell Austin, the Steelers defensive coordinator, addressed that a little bit yesterday, and he basically said at this stage of the season, you're not going to be able to make wholesale changes and you know, schematically or personnel-wise. Pretty much the guys you got are the guys you got. Now, one change they could make, you could give a little bit more run to Beanie Bishop in the slot. You know, Cam Sutton seems to be involved in some of these blown coverages here. The last couple of weeks, that's one thing you could do. But other than that, Jason, I mean, you know, they're not going to make any major changes on the D-line. There's no one, you know, on the practice squad who's going to come up and save them. And the same goes for the inside linebackers and the outside linebackers. I actually think those two positions have been fine. You know, I think the rotation on the outside is good with Herbig and Smith, and I think on the inside, Queen, Roberts, and Peyton Wilson have performed well all season. So anything you see, I think it'll be little tweaks and maybe that one switch like I talked about in the slot.
Ray, big discussion point this week about their communication issues from being around them, talking to Terrell Austin, Deshaun Elliott, a lot of people involved. Do you get the sense that they're making headway in fixing those?
Well, I mean, I asked Austin about it last week, and, you know, he seemed confident it was going to get fixed. I should say before the Chiefs game. This late season schedule has me a little bit messed up with my weeks. But,
All of us, man.
Yeah. But, you know, I asked him before the game against the Chiefs, you know, can you fix this? And he was very confident, and they didn't get it fixed. So for me, Jason, I have to see it on the field. They are talking a good game. I believe in Austin. I think he's a good DC. This defense has been good. It was good for the first half of the season. But to me, the players have to go out and do it. I think it's easy to sit here and blame the coaches. You know, to a certain extent, it's on them because, you know, the buck stops with them. But, you know, you got veterans like Minka Fitzpatrick, Cam Sutton, you know, Dante Jackson, all these guys have been in the league 5+ years. This is Joey Porter's second year. This type of stuff should not be happening late in the season. And if they want to have any shot going into the postseason, they better get it rectified by Saturday.
Ray, offensively, to sort of change things around, and we're talking with Ray Fittipaldo of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. You can follow Ray on X at RayFit1. But Ray, I think they're going to have to score a lot of points to win this game on Saturday, regardless. I mean, look at – not that I need to convince you of anything, but what does this offense need to do differently, need to do better than to snap out of the funk that it's been in over the past four games or so?
Yeah, I mean, I think turnovers are the low-hanging fruit. And, you know, Russell Wilson has had some ill-timed turnovers. I think you and I both know they're not the type of team that's going to go out and score in the 30s every single week. I know they did it against the Bengals in Cincinnati. They put up a 44 spot on them. That was great. But, you know, typically this offense is going to be more workmanlike, and they're going to win, you know, if they get into the low 20s or the mid 20s. So the turnovers are important. You know, talking about, you know, what changes you can make on the offensive side of the ball, I think Jaylen Warren, more snaps, more touches over Najee Harris. We'll see if that transpires. But again, you know, people always ask me about Roman Wilson. Listen, Roman Wilson is not coming to the rescue. You know, the guys they have are the guys they have, and they're going to have to make it work with the receivers. And the same goes for the offensive line. You know, the line's kind of regressed here over the last month or so. They got to get back to being who they were early in the mid part of the season. I know it's a big ask. You know, we're talking about a lot of areas of regression, but, you know, it's on them. You know, there's really only one spot I see on offense where you can make a change that would be impactful. And like I said, I think that's Jaylen Warren for Najee Harris. I'm not even convinced, you know, that rotation is going to be all that much different.
Yeah. The Roman Wilson thing makes me laugh. I laughed when you said it. I got a question in my mailbag. Why does local media imply that Roman Wilson won't see the 53-man roster? I'm like, because he hasn't done anything all year. Why is everybody anointing this poor kid as like the savior of the Steelers?
Yeah, listen, I want to give him the benefit of the doubt. I'm not going to sit here and tell you he's a bust, you know, 9 months into his rookie season. He's had a tough time with injuries. He was basically injured on the first day of the first padded practice in late July. He came back for a week or two, I think, and then he had to go back on IR. So it's been that type of season for him. Sometimes guys who come from college, I don't care if you come from Michigan or you come from Cal PA, sometimes you need a redshirt year, and I think Roman Wilson is one of those guys. Hopefully he can have a good spring and a good off season, and he could have a different 2025. But unless there's an injury in the receiving corps, we're not going to see him this season, Jason.
A couple more minutes with Ray Fittipaldo of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Ray, the last time, and you brought this up, and hanging a 44 spot on the Bengals, I thought the Steelers had a really good game plan against Cincinnati. You know, short, high-percentage passes. They involved the running backs a lot more. Do you expect something similar to happen on Saturday night? And, you know, what would an ideal game plan look like against the Bengals?
Yeah, well, I mean, I've been doing this long enough to know that if you do that once to any defensive coordinator, they're going to come out and do something different. So, you know, I think the Steelers and Russell Wilson can, you know, take advantage of this Bengals defense, but it's probably not going to be as easy as it was the first time. You know, they were basically leaving Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren wide open over the middle. They were getting, you know, 7, 10, 12 yards every time they caught the ball. So I wouldn't expect that'll be there for the Steelers. For me, Jason, what I'm looking for is, you know, we all know George Pickens. I think if you get him involved earlier, you maybe stoke his confidence a little bit. I think that's something to watch for early in this football game. And I think they got to do that for all their good players. Do that for Pat Freiermuth. Do that for Najee Harris. Do that for Jaylen Warren. Get your best guys involved. You know, I get Arthur Smith's personnel packages. He likes to be multiple. You know, he likes to have different run and pass packages. But to me, I'm not going to be targeting Michael Pruitt or Connor Hayward in the first quarter. I want to get my best guys involved. And I think if the Steelers do that, they got a chance at having a pretty good offensive game on Saturday night.
Last question, Ray. You guys gave out some awards. I think it was yesterday. Zach Frazier for the outstanding rookie, TJ Watt, MVP, the local chapter of the PFWA. Did you agree with those?
Yeah, listen, Peyton Wilson got two votes. I was one of the people who gave Peyton Wilson a vote. And listen, Zach Frazier had a tremendous rookie season. You know, I talked to Nate Herbig about him. He thought he should be in the Pro Bowl. He didn't make it, but he thought he was having that type of a season. I just looked at – I don't know if the Steelers win that first Ravens game without Peyton Wilson's interception. And then a week or two later, he has the scoop and score against the Bengals. And he's just been really good overall as a rookie. So Maybe I was turned by those impact plays. But, other than that, you know, Alex Highsmith winning chief was great. And I'm not going to argue with, the players voting for T.J. Watt either. I mean, that guy has won it now a franchise record fifth time. Terry Bradshaw, Joe Green, you name it, Jerome Bettis, Antonio Brown, none of those guys have won it five times. That tells you the type of career that T.J. Watt is having for the Steelers.
That's right, and thank you for correcting me. That was a player's award for T.J. Watt. I said it was a media award. It was not. I am surprised that you turned on your offensive line brethren, though. You went against Zach Frazier, and you went with a linebacker.
I know. I don't know how many people voted, but just me and one other person voted for Peyton. Even though Peyton didn't get recognized, Jason, we'll see what happens in the offseason, who comes back, who doesn't. But I think Peyton Wilson, if those knees hold up, I think he's going to have a tremendous career with the Steelers. He's fast. He can run. He's smart. He's got everything. They just kind of, got to hope and pray that he stays healthy. He stayed healthy this year, so we'll see what happens in the future as well.
Ray Fittipaldo, thanks so much, man. Enjoy practice and get warm.
All right. See you, Jason.
Thanks. Take care. Ray Fittipaldo from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Again, follow Ray at RayFit1. All of his writing, same place as mine, post-gazette.com. Ray does a fantastic job. I will look forward to seeing Ray on Saturday night at Acrisure Stadium. And he brought up some very good points. A lot of what we were talking about here, that it's kind of too late in the game to make any changes. What can you do? And it's probably got to be execution-based. You can adjust scheme a little bit, but it's not like there's, five, six guys that haven't been playing that you're just going to suddenly throw out there and affect all kinds of different stuff. It's just not realistic. And it's a heck of a challenge, as we've been talking about with the Bengals and the got to get right. They just got to get right. If you can't get it against the Bengals, if you can't get it in gear against the Texans, I just think it's going to really affect this season negatively. And I don't want to see that. Started with so much promise. All right, fan Twitter, it's brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them, or you can give them a call at southhillskia.net. And the fan text line, it's brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. All right, so I want to open up the phone lines at this point, 412-928-9370. Curious about your reaction to any sort of logical Pirates discussion. Do you side with me and believe that there can be something to be salvaged? Do you look at 56 and 54 through 100 games, a lot of guys returning, and have some level of optimism? Or do you look at a quiet offseason, the only addition being Spencer Horwitz, and really it was a trade, and you think, what the heck are they doing? I'm mad. They got to prove it to me.